Recruiting can be a mental game. We can mentally lose the battle before it ever begins by foolishly saying no for someone before we ever ask. You can preemptively dismiss someone from your dream team out of fear, insecurity, and other mental barriers. When it comes to recruiting, I have seen far too many leaders remove someone from their dream team because they think that it's a long shot. You may have had an internal conversation that went something like this. Bill, boy, he's such a dynamic leader. He's overqualified, actually. Bill would, he would never want to serve with us. He's too busy. Plus, he said no last time. I'm sure he's so involved with his job and he's supporting his kids' events that one more volunteering thing with us would just be one more thing for him to manage. Listen, you may have asked that person to serve 10 times in previous years. And they said no every time. So what? This may be their time to jump on your team. By not asking, you're losing a volunteer before you've ever been turned down. Stop! Don't write somebody off because of your past experience. Be discerning, of course, but don't write off someone because they have said no to you before. For all you know, this may be their year. They may be finally in a position to serve with you after all of those years. In addition, I don't want you to say no for someone because they are already heavily involved in volunteering someplace else inside the church. If they have served someplace before, bonus! At least you know that they are accustomed to giving some of their time and serve as a volunteer. How do you know that they are not ready for a big change? Your invitation to serve in your area may be the answer to their prayer, God, what's next? In addition, some people can juggle multiple responsibilities at once. Some people can actually serve in multiple areas of the church. Some people have a lot of margin in their lives and they have a very large carrying capacity. Some people can do a number of things. I have seen volunteer leaders who have successfully served on mission boards, in the children's ministry, and were on a once a month rotation in the student ministries. They have carrying capacity. That's unique to each person. Don't say no for someone before you ask. As the writer of James shares, you receive not because you ask not. You never know when the Holy Spirit might be opening somebody's heart to serving. Don't let the fear of rejection become a mental barrier to fulfilling the mission you have. The success of your calling will be determined in part by the people that you enlist to join with you. Bottom line, don't say no for someone. You have your top 10. And you've listed items that you know about each person. In addition, your list of potential recruits has now been reorganized based on how well you feel you know them. It is now time to ponder why they might not want to serve with you in this season. You have a listing of items about them that you've already created, but do you have a sense of what might preclude them from participation? Record it. Record it now for each one of your top 10. Each one of these people on their master documents record why they might not want to serve with you. Be sure to record if you have asked them to serve before and if they have declined to what has been previously offered. Listen, we're almost halfway through this pre-recruiting exercise. The effort and labor that you are now infusing into this process will not be in vain. Your diligence in preparing yourself for this season's recruiting, it will pay off with great dividends. Now, let's move on to section 5 in our recruiting notebook. Memorize, normalize, and personalize.